February 19, the king and his subjects, the test of loyalty. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John 14:21. It is essential that every subject of the kingdom of God should be obedient to the law of Jehovah. The fact that the law is holy, just, and good is to be testified before all nations, tongues, and peoples, to worlds unfallen, to angels, seraphim, and cherubim. The principles of the law of God were wrought out in the character of Jesus Christ, and he who cooperates with Christ, becoming a partaker of the divine nature, will develop the divine character and become an illustration of the divine law. The more we study the attributes of the character of God as revealed in Christ, the more we see that justice has been sustained in the sacrifice that met the penalty of the law, in order that man might have another probation. Those who are obedient to the law of the government of God while in this brief probation will be pronounced in heaven loyal children of the Lord of hosts. By both creation and redemption, we are the Lord's property. We are absolutely his subjects and amenable to the laws of his kingdom. Let no one foster the delusion that the Lord God of heaven and earth has no law by which to control and govern his subjects. We are dependent upon God for everything we enjoy: the food which we eat, the clothing we wear, the atmosphere we breathe, the life we enjoy from day to day are received from God. We are under obligation to be governed by his will, to acknowledge him as our supreme ruler. We are under a debt of gratitude to God for the revelation of his love in Christ Jesus. And as intelligent human beings, we are to reveal to the world the manner of character that will result from obedience to every specification of the law of God's government. In perfect obedience to his holy will, we are to manifest adoration, love, cheerfulness, and praise, and thus honor and glorify God. It is in this way done that man may reveal the character of God in Christ to the world and make manifest to men that happiness, peace, assurance, and grace come from obedience to the law of God.